And finally tonight, we imagine a flower that blooms 380,000 kilometers above the earth. That is the dream of the French sculptor Annie-Laure Bannon, whose latest work, Vitae, aims to create a living flower on the moon. Yesterday, after years of painstaking work, a smaller version of Vitae, which means life in Latin, was launched into the stars to test how it will work in microgravity aboard the International Space Station. The piece uses memory material to simulate a plant blooming. And if Bannon's project is realized, you'll be able to see it flowering on the moon with a simple telescope. And that is it for our program tonight. Remember, you can always see us online. Thanks for watching, and goodbye from London.